Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us, as we transform from the inside out our feelings, our thoughts, our words, and our actions. So does our world. So does the world. It starts with each of us opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, exactly why we come to meditation each day. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God, from the book of the same title, page 140. Divine guidance is waiting. Quiet your mind, feel her presence. Divine guidance is waiting. Quiet your mind, feel her presence. This is something that so many of us take for granted and we don't even realize we're doing it. We think we're thinking. You may spend hours thinking, and yet the direction is there for you at every moment. To get to this direction, to recognize this direction, to access this direction, takes a willingness on your part to be led. It takes a willingness on your part to allow your inner self to act as your guide, your compass, if you will, pointing out the direction. It also takes an awareness on your part of those subtle feelings, perhaps words, impressions you get to recognize the guidance that you're being given. Let me give you an everyday practical example from my own life. Recently, I knew I needed a new camera. I had a camera I loved. I broke it. I dropped it. It just happened. It was time for a new camera. I did my research. And even though there were more recent versions of my camera out, you know how it seems like in today's world, every 3 months, or for sure every 6 months to a year, there's a new version of whatever you're looking for by the same company that they keep upgrading it. And even though the newer version was out, my guidance said this wasn't the right one. I read the specs, and even though the specs seemed like it had more and presumably was better, something said that feeling inside, check out previous versions. And so I read the reviews. And the reviews point to a particular one, a different version, an earlier version, that wasn't quite as large in terms of the image size, and yet the quality of the image consistently in every review was outstanding compared to the newer version of the camera. So with that in mind, I did my normal thing, which is to go to eBay and say this camera was no longer available new, and I oftentimes buy technology gadgets online. So I went to eBay and I have all these different products. I mean, people having their products out there. And I went through them. And even though I said, yes, I'll watch this one, I'll watch this one, I'll watch this one. And a day would come by and say it'd be ready in 11 hours or 2 days. And when the moment came for bidding time, I'd let them pass. There was a particular one that I had this feeling inside was the one. Now, they're all the same product being sold by different sellers. Most of them are having 100% ratings as being people are satisfied that they're receiving the product that's for sale in the condition that the seller says it's in, and they're getting good service. It's turned around. Mail to them in good time, undamaged. So they're virtually everyone's getting 100% rating. And, well, some of the cameras are silver, one was red, some are blue, and I wanted the black one. But the exact same product. And I let one after another go. I did not bid on them. Waited for 5 or 6 days, and the one I won showed up yesterday. And normally, I put in my bid moments before the end of the time. They tell you it's going to end at a particular time. And it's early in the morning, and like at 10:45 or something, it said like it had 11 hours and 20 minutes or something to go. And I had to be gone last night. During the time that this sale would end, I would have to be gone. And normally, as I said, I'd put my bid in. I'd start about 3 minutes before so people would not be able to outbid me. And I didn't have that opportunity this time. So at 5 o'clock, I went inside, meaning inside my soul, knowing it was meant for me, and I did my little prayer, and I said, if this is meant for me, let it be. If it's not, thank you for guiding me to the next and right product. And I put in my number, and I, in my head, thinking, not in my heart self, I thought, I don't want to go past $250. And that was including the shipping cost. So I put in my number, which I thought would bring it up to the right number, and then I let it go. I didn't think about it again till I got home and after I did some work last night, and then I checked it about 11:30 last night after the bid was over. And I checked my email, and there it was. I did get the winning bid. I won. And thankfully, and it came in for lower than I bid for. But the interesting thing is, if I had put in the number I had thought in my head, I would have been off by $1.50. But thank goodness I put in my number, and I did ask inside, is this the right number? And I was told yes. I got the answer, the feeling, the sensation, this was right. So I didn't put in the mental right number that I had held in my head, thinking this was mentally the number I didn't want to pass this line. I put in this other number accidentally, and I won the bid by a difference of $1.50. So I share that story to share with you divine guidance, inner guidance, is here for us always. And we have to be willing to ask. We have to be willing to be shown the way. We have to be willing to allow ourselves to be directed, have the way pointed out. We have to be willing to not be stuck on our way from our head mental self, from an ego personality. If I had realized the number was incorrect mentally, I probably would have changed it, except I did ask, and the asking revealed the number, the figure was correct. And so I have to say I wasn't really surprised. I was surprised and glad, but I wasn't surprised that I won, because everything led me to believe that product, the one that I bid on, was the right one. I looked at the image. I knew instantly it was the right one. The rest was just a game in mentalness, checking them out, seeing how far they would go, although I never felt that urge inside to bid on them. Thankfully, they weren't the right colors. They didn't feel right. So there are ways that we know. We get sensations. Sometimes we hear the words. Sometimes we get the feelings. Sometimes we see an image and we, even though they're all the same, there's something different about it. So we can take the same knowingness to other parts of your life. This to me is just a very practical image of how it's there. We don't have to call on higher guidance just for the so-called big and important things. It's there for us always. You don't have to call on guidance and wait till you're at a breaking point or a trauma in your life. Divine guidance is waiting, always. We're told, quiet your mind. Be willing to let go your way. Quiet the emotions, the neediness to have it and have it now. Allow yourself to feel the answer. It's like there's a magnetic pull. Even on the internet, looking at the screen on the monitor, it's like I was drawn to one over another. It's not always logical. They all look the same. They maybe had a different image. The write-up, it's the same exact product. People are from different cities. Everyone I put on there had 100% rating. So in a sense, they appear to be the same. And yet, I trust the higher guidance said one was better than the other for me, for what I wanted. And then you feel it, you listen. Sometimes you'll hear the actual voice inside guiding you what to do or to say or where to go and when. And then, of course, it's never enough to hear the guidance. The most important part is to take the action. And take the action when you're told to take the action. Told to take the action. Being given the guidance and not acting on it is foolhardy on our part. It's a lesson in trust. And the more you practice taking the action to follow up on the word that you're given, the guidance you're given, with time, you'll come to trust your higher self. And even though the external signs, you can't really tell, perhaps, you will trust because repeatedly you'll discover you are right, as in your higher guidance is right. And even though externally there may be no visible sign and it is not logical, you are right. Higher guidance through you is right. Perhaps if you're newer at this than others, you don't have to take my word for it. Keep a running list. Do it for a day. Do it for a week. Just keep a list of following your higher guidance, following your intuition, if you will. Just keep a chart. What it was you were told to do, and if you took the action, and what happened. Sometimes our mental mind needs that proof. And just set out a time period to follow it, whether it's one day, 3 days, 1 week. And once you've seen that you're right, higher guidance is right, even 98% of the time, that's probably higher than you are when you're thinking from your mental self. When we're thinking from our mental self, we're oftentimes attached to the results. Our emotion runs ahead. And in doing so, we do make mistakes. And of course, we're not listening to the wisdom that knows it all, knows our needs, knows what's ahead of us, can see it all, with a perspective beyond our mental knowing. We all have this ability and with time and with trust, it's as if you can open this portal to see. It's as if your third eye opens wide open and you're able to see beyond this current time, this time zone. It's like you have distant vision, not just in this point in time, but across time. You access this power of the divine, this power of knowing what's in your highest and best good, and the highest best good of all concern. Divine guidance is waiting for you now. Quiet your mind. Feel her presence. Listen to her speak. Take the action. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Following your breath, deep within the center of your being. Allow your inner vision to center inside. Feel inside as you gaze out. Feel the quiet. Notice the light. Perhaps you're in an inner color. Recognize the color. I'm in a beautiful emerald green. Whatever color you see is here for you now. Breathing into this color, grateful for this color, for it represents the energy field within you now. Where you're at, I'm in the heart zone. Allow yourself to simply be one with this color. Allow it to wash over you as if you're standing in the ocean. And as you breathe, one wave after another gently caresses you as it comes in and goes out at the shore. There, standing still, relaxed. Allowing the light inside to simply melt all concerns, worry, up tightness in any way. And the water gently rocks it out of you. You feel yourself smiling with every wave. Inside, the waves of energy, of divine love, are playing with you. Rocking you. Feeling yourself swaying back and forth. Taken over by the rhythm of the universe. Feeling such joy in letting go. Peace is penetrating every cell and atom of your being. Feel the vibration passing through Feel the aliveness in the peace. Feel the joy in the aliveness in the peace. Feel the energy rise to your third eye. That space on your brow, between your eyebrows, perhaps slightly above. Focus your attention, your love, there. Simply being here now. Imagining the blinds are shut on your window. And you have the power, as you always do, to lift up the blinds, open up the windows, and look outside. Breathing from your heart, feeling the energy rise to your third eye. Pure love. The true window of your soul. Feeling love. Perhaps there's an answer you've been seeking. Inner guidance that seems to have eluded you. Perhaps you've been too busy to ask. Dear one, divine love is waiting for you to ask now.
on the inner movie screen of your mind. Expect to see, to know, to feel the answer you seek. Call on the power and presence of divine love to bring forth the answer now. Simply ask whatever it is you seek. Like in a dream, you may literally see the symbolic representation. You may hear the words. You may sense or feel the answer. Simply expect divine love to be working through you now. And the inner light inside may be transformed. Perhaps there's a different color showing through now. Different energy that you're feeling now. Simply be. Filled with a wide open, expecting, loving heart. No analyzing, simply present. Being thankful for whatever you've been given. If you have not seen or heard the message yet, you will. Expect it in a dream. Expect it when you don't expect it, even in a waking moment. You'll have that aha. Divine guidance is coming through for you now. Be grateful, be thankful, know it is done. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back into your heart center. Thanking your third eye. Resting in your heart, feeling the love, seeing the light, feeling the peace, the harmony, the wholeness. Be aware of the divine energy flowing back and forth. The waves of the universe are here to carry you forth another day. Be at peace, knowing you're being guided every moment of this day. So if not, now it's time to come back again, to live our everyday life at peace with this knowingness. Divine guidance is here for me now. So as we began, we breathe long, deep, gentle breaths. Feeling ourselves rising up again. Breathing into your heart. Breathing into your head. Breathing into your hands and your feet. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. Now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
Let there be love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. Divine guidance from within is here with us always. Trust in your knowingness. Feel the answer and take the action. Quiet the mind and feel the presence. It is done. Om. Om. Om.
It is done. God bless. Namaste.